Kerbos a good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamas daf Yud Tes. We actually left off on Yud Ches and Mabez at the Mishnah. Not a great day to leave some extra daf, some extra lines in there, because Yud Tes is pretty tough. But we'll do what we can. And again, if you're further down on Yud Ches and Mabez, just skip ahead about 5-10 minutes and you'll catch up. But either way, we're here at the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is basically a copy of the previous Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the Perek, right on Daf Yud Zayin, with one change, and we'll highlight that. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and that's basically what we're going to talk about, Rabbi Shimon Shita. That's pretty much what we'll talk about all day today. So let's dive into the Mishnah. Shnei Achim Umeis Efamehem. If you have two brothers and one of them dies, again, really the case is you have three brothers, but here, starting off right, there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies. Right, the second one takes Mrs. Reuven as a wife. He does Yibum, and then Levi is born. Right, again, if you remember the last Mishnah, Levi was born before Yibum was performed. So here, Yibum is done, then Levi is born, Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So then Harishona Yotza Mishum Eshes Achiv Shalai Ba'olamo Vashniya Mishum Tarasa. So then Levi doesn't marry either of them. According to the Tanakhama, Levi does neither Chalitza or Yibam. They're totally out of the realm because it's Eshes. It's a case, as we said, of the first Mishnah on the Masechta of Eshes Ach Shalai Ba'olamo, where Levi was not alive when Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven. And the Shimon, right, again, was, again, since Shimon did, Mrs. Shimon is a tzara of Mrs. Reuven because Shimon did Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, so therefore, that's a tzara, right, and they, both of them go out without anything. Also, Maimer Umeis, and this line specifically is exactly the same as the previous Mishnah, if, let's say, Shimon did Maimer but didn't do Yibum, and then he died, so then Ashniyat Chalat says V'lo Misyabemes, so then Mrs. Shimon does Chalitza, not Yibum. Again, Mrs. Reuven goes out from Levi because she's, again, also Eshazach Shalo Hayo Balamo. And Mrs. Shimon, all right, again, even though technically Midoraisa, Mrs. Shimon is just, is not a tzara of Mrs. Reuven, but still, since there was this mimer, so then we're going to do Chalitza and not Yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, and this is, again, like I said, a topic we're going to talk about almost all day, almost on the entire daf, miyabim le'ezimem shirtza ocholitz le'ezimem shirtza. Basically, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Levi can do whatever he wants to either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon. He could do Yibum to one, like he can't do both, as we'll see in a second, but he could do either Yibum to Mrs. Reuven or Yibum to Mrs. Shimon, and then he has to do chalitza to the other one. But basically, again, we'll explain Rabbi Shimon Shita is in a second, but Tachlis is just to give you a preview. Basically, he holds that when Levi encountered Mrs. Reuven, she was already married to Shimon, and therefore, right, he as far as Levi knows, since he was born after the Yibum was done, but as far as Levi knows, she was never married to Reuven at all. And therefore, he encountered a regular case of Yibum where his brother Shimon died, and he had a choice of wife, right? He can do Yibum to either one of them, and then and that's a standard case of Yibum, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia says, this is not actually Rav Oshia, as the Bach, Mesos HaShas, points out, because we're going to have a kasha from Rav Oshia on Rabbi Oshia, but okay, either way, that's just kind of funny. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia says, Chalukai Rabbi Shimon af Barishona. Rabbi Shimon disagrees in both Mishnayos. Again, the previous Mishnah was that Levi was born before Yibum. This Mishnah, Levi is born after Yibum. In both cases, Rabbi Shimon says that Levi can marry either one. In both cases, we're viewing Mrs. Reuven as if she was entirely Shimon's wife, and therefore when Levi is, when they falter Levi for Yibum, Levi is regarded to them as just Mrs. Shimon and not Mrs. Reuven. Okay, Mamai, how does he know? Says Rabbi Oshio. Midikatani Mishnah Yisair, from the fact that we have this extra Mishnah. What do you need the Mishnah, this Mishnah for, why are we teaching both of these cases? Bava Dereisha, Laman Katanila. What are we teaching the first Mishnah for? Ilemim the Rabbanon. If you're telling me that you need to teach me the Rabbanon's Shita by teaching me both of these cases, so I don't understand. Hashta Yibim Vosof Nolad. Right. If you'll tell me in the case where Levi was born after Yibum, and in that case the Chachamim Aser Levi to Mrs. Reuven because he's still Ish Zachshaloya Ba'olamo. So, Nolad Ve'achagach Yibeim Yibaya. You don't need to tell me. Of course, if Levi is born before the Yibam, before Mrs. Reuven was married to Shimon, certainly Levi is going to relate to her as Mrs. Reuven. And certainly it's going to be Aser. So, El Alav, no, so rather, it must be the Rabbi Shimon that's direct. The reason we need both of these Mishnayos is for Rabbi Shimon. To teach me that both, that he disagrees, but both cases. V'tana Reisha, and the first Reisha, and the Reisha, the first Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, L'vdicha kakokot Rabbi Shimon. The Reisha, the first Mishnah, teaches me how far Rabbi Shimon goes to tell me that even if Levi was born before the Yibam, still he's going to be allowed to take Mrs. Reuven as his wife. V'tana Seifa, L'vdicha kakokot Rabbanan. And this Mishnah teaches us how far the Rabbanan go to tell me that even if Levi was born after Yibam, he's still not allowed to marry Reuven's wife, Mrs. Reuven. Uvedinu, and really, the Niflag Rabbi Shimon Bereisha, right? But really, Rabbi Shimon argues in both cases, Elanatra Lulurabana, the Messiah, Father Paragalayu. Rather, so again, the Gemara just waited until we had both of these Mishnayos, and then they quoted Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Skumar says, okay, if that's true though, Ela Ishas Achim Shilhoya Ba'olamo, Rabbi Shimon Echim Ishkachasla. Well, if that's true, that Rabbi Shimon says that Levi's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven in both of these cases, well, there is a concept of Eishes Ach Shaloh HaBalamo, right, that we brought that from Sukkim. Right, there is a, something is usher, right, to a brother who's not alive when the first brother was married to this woman, right, that's got to be something. There's got to be some case like that. So what does Rabbi Shimon hold that case is? So two possibilities. Either Bechad Achiz Vumis, Venola Lo Ach, it could be just a standard case where one brother is married to a woman. He dies, and then his brother is born again. So then he's not allowed again. Obviously, you know, there's no Yibum situation at all because that kid wasn't alive when his brother died. So this woman goes free completely. There's no sort of Yibum or anything. Inami, or another case, betray. It could be that there are two brothers, right? Reuven and Shimon, but velo Yibem velo Meis. But after Reuven died, the second one didn't do anything, and then Levi was born. Right? And so that in that scenario, then he's now that's a case of Eishes Ach Shaloh HaBa'olamo, that he didn't do Yibam or he didn't die, meaning that Shimon is still alive. Right? All of our cases, Shimon died as well. But if Shimon is still alive, so then that's a case where Levi, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not allowed to take Mrs. Reuven. Okay, now so let's go back to Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Okay. Bishlama Yibim again. So what's up shot here? Again, we said by Rabbi Shimon that regardless of whether Levi was born before Yibam or after Yibam, right? Before and then Shimon died, right? Regardless, Levi is still allowed to marry and do Yibam on Mrs. Reuven. Meaning, in terms of Levi's experience, both of these women are considered to be Mrs. Shimon. Right. Even in the case where he was born before Yibum was done. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Bishlama Yibim V'achakach Nolad, I get it. If Shimon did Yibum on Mrs. Reuven and then Levi was born, Ki Ashkechei Be'atera Ashkechei, because when Levi existed, when Levi entered the world, all he knew was this woman was married to Shimon. Ela Nolad V'achakach Yibim, but if he was born and then Shimon did Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, my time, how in the world, right, why in the world would you say that Levi can marry this woman? This woman, when he was born, was still Mrs. Reuven. So Kasavar, apparently, what do you see? That Rabbi Shimon holds, Yesh Zika, that Zika, a connection between a Yavam and a Yavama, right, we had this yesterday, that a Yavam and a Yavama is a real full-fledged halachic, almost marriage. V'Zika, K'knuza Damia, and a Zika, a connection, right, the Zika is as if they are married. So now, we're going to ask a long kasha on this, and it's going to seem to, let's just read the kasha, and then Maskevler Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, one second, I don't understand. Hashta zika umaymer, misafke the Rabbi Shimon, I knusadamia, ilav knusadamia, zika lechudim ibaya. But we are telling me that, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, zika is like they're married. But I can prove to you that if there's zika and Mimer, again, we said Mimer is Durabanan, a Kiddushin mi Durabanan. Let's say, again, a regular case of Yibam, where Shimon is going to do Yibam and Reuven's wife. So you could just do Yibam, or you do this whole concept Durabanan, you do Mimer, where you do this Kiddushin Durabanan just to show that, yes, you're going to do Yibam. So in a case where there's just a Zika, you're trying to tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that they're completely married. Yet I'm going to prove to you in a second that if there's Zika and Mimer, Rabbi Shimon is a suffix as to whether they are fully married. So it can't be that if there's only a Zika, Rabbi Shimon holds that they're fully married. So Ma'ihi, the Gemara says, well, where do you see that? Rabbi Shimon holds that if there's Maimer and Zika, this is a suffix. So the following. That's not. Shlosha Achin Nesuin Shalosh Nashin Nachrios. Now this doesn't mean that three brothers married three goyim. It means that three brothers married three women who are not related. Umeis Echo Mehem Ruvain dies, V'asa Vasheni Maimer, and Shimon does Maimer. Umeis, and then he dies. Hare Ilu Choltzos V'lo Misyavmos. Both of them are going to do Chalitza to Levi. Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Umeis Echo Mehem Yivavma Yavo Aleha. Because the Pasuk, special Pasuk says that again, you do Yibam, one of them, Echa Mehem. If one of them dies, you do Yibam. Misha Aleha Zikas Yavam Echa. That's only if the woman has one Zika. V'losh Aleha Zika Shnei Yavamim. And not if she has two. Meaning, again, if this in this case, she had Zika to Levi from Reuven, and then she had Zika to Levi from Shimon, because Shimon did Maimer. So Rabbi Shimon says, no. He can marry whichever one he wants, but he has to do chalitza with the second one. Right? He says there's no such thing as two zikas. That's not a problem. Right? He says that's not a thing. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara elaborates. Yivame tarvayu lo. He can't do both of them because the Delma Yesh Zika. Because maybe, again, the case is where Levi is trying to marry one of these two women, either Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon. So he's not going to marry both of them, because maybe there is a concept of Zika, and then, then he's, there are two women that are coming from one brother. That's no good, right? That you're not allowed to do. Right? That you can't take both of them. So that's, again, as Rashi points out, right? The Torah says, right, you're building base echad, right? Base achiv is base echad. You're not allowed to take both wives from one brother. So that's no good. If there is a Zika, if Zika is marriage, right, so then both of these women are shaykh to Shimon. But Yivume Chada, the Ifter Chaidach Lo, he can't do Yibam of one of them and do nothing to the other, because the Dama in Zika Kaknusa, because maybe Zika is nothing, and they're not married, and therefore he has one wife from Reuven and one wife from Shimon. Right, so if you marry one of them, so the other one doesn't get off, right? You have to do chalitza with the other one. Right? Again, he's married. One wife is from each brother. One wife is from one brother, meaning each wife is from a different brother, and therefore, right, you could do one. We could do whatever you want, but each one of them requires either a yibum or a chalitza. So alma misafkale. So apparently, you see that Rabbi Shimon, right, has a suffix, and he wasn't sure what it is. Again, as we just spelled out, he's not sure if Zika is full marriage or Zika is nothing. Right? Either it's full marriage, right, and therefore they're both Shimon's wife, or Zika is nothing, and it's Shimon's wife and Reuven's wife, and you got to pick one or the other. But you see that Rabbi Shimon had a suffix. He wasn't sure what the deal is, and the case here is that there was Zika and Maimer. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika is Kekenusa, that Zika is as if they're fully married, if in a case where he had Zika and Maimer, he's not sure if they're fully married? Okay, that's basically the kasha. Now, the Gemara is just going to kind of do one of its classic Gemara moves and said, V'chitema, if you'll tell me, midareisa hachinami, and if you tell me that that's not actually, we misunderstood what Rabbi Shimon says, and really Rabbi Shimon holds that midareisa hachinami, that in hachinami, that midyam mechad, mipatriachad, that really midareisa, Rabbi Shimon holds, you can do one on Yibum, and the other one, you don't have to do anything, because you tell me that Zika is marriage, and really they're both shaykh to Shimon. Midrabanan who do asr, but midrabanan it's asr to do that because gzera mishum shema yomru shnei yivamos abos mishnei batim. Because we don't want him to do this, because maybe people will say that in a case where there are two yivamos come from two brothers, chada miyabma v'idach miftera b'vol klum, because maybe people will see the Levi doing yibum to one of Shimon's wives and nothing to the other, and he'll think, oh, in a regular case where he has two women, one from Shimon, one from Reuven, all you need to do is yibum or chalitza to one of them, and the other one goes free, and that's not true, because they're coming from different women. Problem is, that's not true. That's meaning, if you'll tell me that's the reason for Rabbi Shimon's suffix, That's not true, because Rabbi Shimon says clearly that his suffix is whether Maimer or is anything, whether Maimer is Shaykh or not. Right? The Tanya is within the Braisa, Amalan Rabbi Shimon Lechachamim, because Rabbi Shimon said straight up to Lechachamim, Im Mamaro Shal Shemi Maimer, if the Maimer of Shimon is actually Maimer and they're married, say, so Shani Huboel. So then she's considered to be Shimon's wife. But if Shimon's Mimer is nothing, then he's just sleeping with, meaning he's doing Yibam on Reuven's wife. So Mimer Shach should be fine. So clearly Rabbi Shimon's logic is he's not sure what Zika and Mimer is. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika is as if they're married, right? If you see a case where Zika and Mimer, he's not sure what the status is. So Malayabai said, no, the cases here are different. Right, our case is one woman, is one Zika. Right here, you're telling me there's two Zikas. Meaning our Mishnah, right? When Reuven is passing away, right, he's got Shimon, and then Levi is born. Here, right, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all alive at the same time. So the Zikas, right, it's not the same case. Right, you're assuming just because right Reuven doesn't fall necessarily to Levi. It doesn't fall necessarily to Shimon, right? That's not necessarily true because, again, just to talk logic, when you have a Zika, that's, you know, we're trying to figure out if a Zika, which is a connection between Yavam and Yavama, is like full marriage. Well, if there's only one brother for her to marry, so then it makes a lot more sense that a Zika should be effective, right? If you don't know which one she's going to marry, so then the Zika is much more weaker. Right, the connection is much weaker. So that's what the Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef. Right? But I don't understand. In our case, Dilma Kika Amar Rabbi Shimon Zika Kiknusa Damia. Maybe when we suggested that Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika is as if they're married, that's Biava Mecha. That's when there's only one brother available. Like in our case in the Mishnah when Levi wasn't alive yet. So Aval Bishne Yivamim Lo. But maybe if there are two Yibums, right, two brothers, maybe that's not necessarily true that Zika is a full connection because we still don't know which one is going to do the Yibum. This Gemara says, one second, but Mishani later Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon makes no difference between one Zika or two, because we had Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa about Kol Am Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said a rule. Kol shall lead a condemnus to Yisuin, below Choletzes, below Yemis Yabemis. If Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, lo Choletzes, lo Yemis, he doesn't do either one. Meaning, that he doesn't do either one, because again, he was born before the Yibum was done, so therefore it's Mrs. Reuven to him, and that's Achin Shalom HaYabalama, it's an Erev, right? He doesn't marry, he doesn't require Yibum, he doesn't require Chalitza. Nisuin Kodim Laleida, but if Shimon did Yibum before Levi was born, so then Ochel, that's his own Mr. Yabemis, then he can do either one, because he relates to Mrs. Reuven as Shimon's wife. So the Gemara says, My love, Yabam Echad, isn't that talking about a case of one Yibum? It seems to be, right, this case in the Braisa seems to be with only one Yavam, i.e. just Shimon. And still, Levi can do, it cannot do either of them. I mean, so that we see that again, there is no difference between one Yibam or two Yibams. Rabbi Shimon here is holding that regardless of whether there's one Yibam, one Zika or two Zikas, right, there's Zika is not as if they're married. Skumar says, "Lo, b'shnei yivamim." No. This case is where there's two yivums, but if two brothers. But if there's really one brother, then Zika would be considered marriage. Gemara says, "One second, but that's not true." Aval yavam echad mai. What do you mean? You tell me, but one yavam, right? That's what would be the halacha. Hachanami. Oh, cholatzis only is yabemes. What he can do either one. See, yachif. That's true. At the time nisu and kodun laleida. Oh, cholatzis lo is yabemes. If that's true, so why did the Mishnah teach me the case? Why did he specify that if they did the Yibum before Levi was born, he could do either one? Lifluk v'lisni b'dida. The Mishnah, the Braisa should have just said, this exact case, it depends, they should have differentiated, they should have said, it depends on whether there's one Yavam or two. Right? B'medvarim amurim, they should have said, when can we say that Levi's not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven, Mishnah Yivamim, if there are two brothers there waiting. But if there's only one brother, and meaning if she had a Zika to Shimon, maybe he should do either one. So maybe Gemara should have specified that. Gemara says, Kula Mishnah Yivamim Kamayri. No, the whole Braisa is two Yivams. Right? And again, that's what Rabbi Shimon was trying to say. That really, the case is there are two Yibums. The Levi is alive, and in that case, the Yavama is going to be Usser, depending on whether he was born or not. But he's not saying anything about one Yavam, and therefore we still have our thing. So Gemara says, Elamai Klala. Gemara says, what do you mean? If you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon is talking about two Yavams, if Rabbi Shimon was talking about a case where there are two brothers, so what rule is he saying, right? He started off by saying, Klala, this is a rule. That seems to apply to all cases. So that seems to go against Rabbi Oshia's Shita. And they ask another kasha. Vod Mosiv Rav Oshia, that's not Rabbi Oshia, but Rav Oshia. He said, Shlosha Achen, let's say, what about the following case? That if there are three brothers, Shnei Mehen Nisun, Shnei Achayos, O Isha Lito, O Isha Basbito, O Isha Basbina, there's the three brothers, two of them are married to either sisters, or mother and daughter, or mother and granddaughter, etc., etc. They do chalitza, but not yibum. Rabbi meaning that you can't marry any of them. Right? Again, Levi's not allowed to marry any of them because that's a krova zekuka, because they're related to the zekuka. Rashi points out because that's a dindrabanan. But that's in midaraisa. Right? He still needs to do chalitza. Right? As a dindrabanan, he's not allowed to marry them, but midaraisa he could theoretically. So therefore, they do chalitza. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You don't have to do anything. That when you have two women that are related to each other, right, that neither of them have to do either chalitza or yibum, as we'll see in a second. V'sagadaitach k'sav Rabbi Shimon zika k'nusa damya, and if Rabbi Shimon holds that really zika is like marriage, so the yibum l'kamaisa v'tipatar idach. So let him just do yibum, which with whichever woman's husband died first, and the second one goes free. This Gemara says Amar of Amram my poter. Nami poter b'shniya. Gemara says, "What do you mean poter? Rabbi Shimon is poter. Even, but it means only the second one. Meaning, inichnami Rav Amram says that really that you could marry the first one, and the second goes free. Therefore, when Rabbi Shimon said he's poter, he's potering the second one. I've had time. Rabbi Shimon poter b'shteyan. Rabbi Shimon, the Brisa says beferish that Rabbi Shimon is poter both of them." Says another Rava says that the case is different. The case is not that there are two brothers married to two sisters, or mother and daughter, or mother and granddaughter. It really, it's one big case. Two brothers are married to two sisters, and they have more wives, and one who are mother and daughter, and they have another pair of wives that are mother and granddaughter, etc., etc. So that's what we're talking about. The second case, meaning the second one from each pair. From either one sister and the other second one is pater. One mother and the daughter is pater, etc., etc. So Gemara says, I katoy Rava barbazuge. The Gemara says, no. That's not it. Rava is making a mistake. This is not four cases, four women. Right? Because Chada, first of all, because the Ogatani, because the Mishnah said that Bryce that we quoted is either one, right? Either a pair of sisters, or a mother or daughter, or a mother, granddaughter, etc. Ve'od, and also Rabbi Shimon poter ba'basim ba'yalei. And if you're telling me that really it was all one case, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't say he's poter for both of them. He would say he should be poter for all four of them. Ve'od tanya, and further, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shteyam min chalitza min yibum. Rabbi Shimon says that they're poter from chalitza or yibum. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'isha elachasol b'tzikach t'zror, v'alagalos harvasah, etc., etc., aleha b'chaya. So v'isha shenasu tzoro zuluzu. But that is only when the sisters, right, are tzaros of each other, meaning they're, again, they have to be, when they go to the same guy for yibum. Lo yehilecha likuchan afilu v'achas mehem. Right, you can't marry either one of them. Right, Rabbi Shimon clearly holds, right, that that's the din d'oraisa, that you're not allowed to do yibum and chalitza if they are related to each other. So again, now, so back to what we said. If Rabbi Shimon, if you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon holds that Azika is k'nusa, that Azika is like a full wife, so then he should hold that whoever died first, whichever husband died first, can do yibum, and the second one, right, is a tzara of that woman and doesn't have to go out and doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza. So Ella Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "Ida nafol bazeh karzeh hachinamis." Ravashi says, "Yes, you're right. If both of them would come back to back, if one would die, then another brother would die, then in a chinamim." That Levi could marry the first one and the second one would go out. But hachinamaskina in this case. Is the Nafal Bavach Zachas, where they died together at the same time, right? Car crash, Ruchman Litzlan, or whatever it was. Rabbi Shimon, Sober Luck, Rabbi Yosef, Gludi, the Amar Efshar, that's Samtain. And Rabbi Shimon holds, like Rabbi Yosef, Gludi, who says that theoretically it is possible to be specific and exacting that two things can happen simultaneously. That's a concept elsewhere in Shas, specifically, at least that I remember in Bechoros. But if you're telling me the case there, over there is that if there are two Bechors born at the same time, what's the deal? What's the Bechor? Do we say that one really came out first, etc.? The question is, can something happen at the exact same time? So again, he's holding the Rabbi Yossi Lili, who holds that things can actually happen at the exact same time. So that's Rabbi Oshia's opinion. Again, that's a lot of back and forth that requires a lot of chazara for myself as well. But bottom line here, we defend Rabbi Oshia's opinion that Rabbi Shimon disagrees in both cases, both when Levi was born before the Yibum of Shimon to Mrs. Reuven, and in the case where Levi was born after the Yibum of Shimon to Mrs. Reuven. Now, we're going to see in a second, and Rav Papa disagrees, and we're actually going to disprove Rabbi Oshia's opinion from something else, but that, at this point, we hold of, that's Rabbi Oshia's opinion. Rav Papa says, no, if the Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi was born, so that's Polig Rabbi Yehuda. That's when Rabbi Shimon says that Levi can marry Mrs. Reuven, when Shimon dies, because in terms of when Levi, all Levi knew of this woman was that she was married to Shimon. But if he was born first, and this woman was therefore Mrs. Reuven to him, even though Reuven was dead, so then, and then Shimon did Yibum, so then lo polig. Rabbi Shimon actually agrees that Levi is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven in that case. But if you remember, we asked the Kasha, so therefore, why do we need both Mishnayos? But right. Obviously, right, we had said, why do you need both Mishnayos? If you tell me, we had a kasha before, why do the Rabbanan need both Mishnayos? Certainly if the Rabbanan aser Levi to marry Mrs. Reuven, if he was born after the Yibum, certainly he's going to be aser to marry her if he was born before the Yibum. So Gemara says, yeah, velozu av zukatani. The Mishnah is just saying, it's just building up its case. It's starting with a lesser chiddush, and then it's getting to a greater chiddush. It said, not only is this true, but even this is true. Right? So sometimes that's the style of the Mishnah. So it's not such a kasha that the Gemara repeated the case and taught a greater chiddush, because sometimes the Mishnah does that. Okay, so Tani Kivasi de Rav Papa, and to Yufta de Rabbi Oshia. The following Braisa, right, supports Rav Papa, and is going to knock out Rabbi Oshia. Braisa says like this: Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echad, meaning two brothers who were alive, right? Umeis Echad Mehem Below Vlad, and one of them dies without a kid. Obviously, right again, the standard case of Yibum, Reuven died. V'Avad Hasheni Azel Lasses Ma'ir B'Avimto V'Lo Hispik Lasses Ba'Ma'ir Marashen Olel Achum Eis, and Shimon got up to do Ma'ir. But he wasn't able to do Ma'amar. We'll discuss exactly what that means. He went to do Ma'amar, but he didn't do it, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. Right, again, so what's the case over there? So again, Reuven dies. Shimon wants to do Ma'amar with Mrs. Reuven, but he doesn't. Levi is born, and then Shimon dies. So, meaning, and Mrs. Reuven was never married to Shimon. So Rishona, Mrs. Reuven, Yotza Mishum Eishes Achav Shalai Ba'olamo. Right, she doesn't have to do anything with Levi, because that's a standard case, or at least going to Chachamim. That's a case where Eishes Ach, right, Shalai Ba'olamo, that's an Erva. Vishniha, and the second one, Mrs. Shimon, Ocho Letzes, Oh, Ms. Yabem. She does either Chalitza or Yibum. Again, because you know that's fine, because what's it called? Levi was alive, right, when Shimon was married to this woman. It's also about Maimer, but if Shimon did actually do Maimer, and then Levi was born, or if Levi was born and then he did Maimer, Umeis, and then Shimon died, so Rishonos, so Mrs. Reuven, Yotzer Mishum Eishes Achav Shalai Ba'olamo, so then right, she goes out, right, again, she was Shimon's Maimer, right, Shimon did Maimer to her, but she wasn't actually married, so that woman is not Eishes Ach Shalai Ba'olamo, that she goes out. The Shnia, and the second one, Cholatzes V'lo Misyalemes, right, does Chalita, not Yibum, because Midar Reisa, right, this is still a case where the two women are not married to Shimon together, but Midar Abanan, Mrs. Reuven was kind of sort of married to Shimon, and therefore, right, he's going to do Chalitza, Levi's going to do Chalitza on Mrs. Reuven. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is still not our proof yet, Rabbi Shimon Omer, not yet, right? Biyasa o chalitzasa shal achas mehem, if he does, poteres tzarasa, that if he does bia or chalitza with one of those women, right, so then the other one is going to go out. Because chalatz lebalas maimer, lo neftera tzarasa. But if he did chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so then Mrs. Shimon is not free, meaning she's not considered to be a co-wife. But if he did even with chalitza with Mrs. Shimon, so then Mrs. Reuven goes out. Again, we'll talk about that in a second. But Tachlis, again, we'll see, because the question is what does Maimer do? We'll talk about it in a second. Here's the real point that we're trying to make. This proves Rav Papa as opposed to Rabbi Yoshiah. Knasav Mace, if Shimon married. Meaning he did Yibum with Mrs. Reuven, and then he died. And then Levi was born. Or Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibum Umeis, and then he died. So then Shteim Peturos Mina Chalitza or Mina Yibum. Then both of them go out from Yibum or Chalitza. Now that's exactly our point, because that is. Right, meaning Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue on this, as we'll see in a second. So again, if Levi is born before the Yibum, well, she's still usher to him. That's how, like Rav Papa. Rav Papa said that Rabbi Shimon only argues if Levi was born after the Yibum. Here the case, right, again, either one, right, here the case is that if Levi was born before the Yibum, right, she's going to be usher, and that's exactly what Rav Papa said. Okay, one more case, and then we'll get to analyzing this brisa. Knasav enolad lo'ach, if after Yibum Levi was born, v'achakach meis, and then he died, shteim peturos min ha'chalitza v'nei Yibum, both them, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says they're both patur from Yibum Chalitza. We view them as if, meaning that because, one second, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir holds that, one second, right? Because like we said before, that they're both considered eishes akshalah ba'olamo, and therefore they're both, and then Mrs. Shimon is a tzara of that, so therefore they both don't have to do yibum with Levi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, hold ba matza beheter v'lo ando alav sha'achas be'iser mi'abim leizem hem she'irza o'cholitz leizem hem she'irza. Again, this is Rabbi Shimon's case, that since Levi was born after the Yibum, so she was never usher to him, and therefore he could do Yibum or Chalitza, whichever one he wants. Haba with the Seifa, the Ma'an Ketani La. Now again, the Gemara just goes through with what I discussed before, that how this just proves that Rav Papa is correct. The second part of that Brisa, right, again, Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born, afterwards. The Ma'an Ketani La, who's that for? Elaim of the Rabbi Meir Katani Lo, if you're telling me it's for Rabbi Meir, so Michti, Rabbi Lo Shani the Rabbi Meir, Ben Yibum Vagakach Nolad, Ben Nolad Jakakach Yibum. Rabbi Meir makes no difference, right? He does not care whether he holds like the Chachamim, like our Mishnah is, that regardless of whether Levi was born before the Yibum or after the Yibum, it's still going to be Aser. I mean, Manushak is going to be Eishes Aksha Shaloya Ba'alamo. So, Le'irbinhu, Le'isninhu. So, why don't we just teach them all together? So, El Lather Rabbi Shimon. Rather, it must be that the reason we split those two cases, as opposed to, right, I mean, the case where Levi was born before the Yibum and was born after the Yibum, that must be for Rabbi Shimon. And apparently, he disagrees in the case where Levi was born afterwards. Right? But if he was born before and then the Yibum was happened, then he doesn't argue. I mean, he must agree. But again, if, as I pointed out, he doesn't disagree in the case. The Brisa doesn't list a disagreement from Rabbi Shimon in the case where Levi was born before the Yibum. So Shmami knows, apparently we see that's actually Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that he only holds that it's mutter for Levi to marry Mrs. Reuven if he was born after Shimon did the Yibum. Sheesh. Okay. Vayter. Amar Mar. Mar says again, this is, we're going to quote the Brisa we just quoted. Amar Hasheni Lasos Maimer B'Yavimto. Right, if the second guy, again, Shimon wants to do Maimer, v'lo hispik lasos Maimer b'yavimto, ad shono lo achva meis, right, he wasn't able to do Maimer, and then he had another brother, and then he died, right, mishon yotzos mishim, eishas achis, v'lo eishas achis, v'lo yad ba'olamo, v'shnia ocholatzos o mizyadamas, right, again, this is a verse we quoted before. If Shimon did not do Maimer in time, right, he wanted to, but he didn't, and then Levi was born, so then Mrs. Reuven is, in Erva, eishas achis, v'lo yad ba'olamo. And the second one, and Mrs. Shimon is technically can fall to Levi, but he's gonna, and he can do whichever, either one he wants, because right again, it's just like there are two wives falling from two different brothers; they're not necessarily related, right? And that's a normal case of Yibum for Mrs. Shimon. So Gemara says, "My lo hispik." What do you mean that Shimon wanted to do Maimer, he didn't able to do Maimer? What is that? What is it? I avad lo avad. Maimer is judged by, again, Judaism is an action-based religion. Either you did it or you didn't do it. What do you mean you wanted to do it? What does that work? What does that mean? So Elisa must be the Amad Midaita, fellow Hispik Midaita, Elabal Karcha. Must mean that really Shimon wanted to do Maimer, right, Midaita, with her interest, with her Das, fellow Hispik Midaita, but she wasn't interested. Elabal Karcha, and he did it against her will. Udaloka Rebbe, and therefore this price is to come and teach me against Rebbe Shita. The Tanya is willing to raise. Ha'osa Maimer b'Yavimto v'lo midaita, shalom midaita. Can you do Maimer against the girl's will? Rebbe Omer Kana, Chachamim Omer Lo Kana. Rebbe says yes, Chachamim say no. Now, just to take a step back for a second, what in the world is going on over here? So there are two, as we'll see in a second, the Gemara will explain in a second, there are two competing possibilities as to whether you need the woman's das. By kiddushin, by a normal marriage, obviously you need the woman to agree, right? The person says, the boy, guy says, "Haret mekudeshesli b'tavazu." She takes the ring, she agrees to marry him. Mazel tov. By yibum, as we've pointed out a couple times, and we'll have to discuss the source for that. But yibum can happen even bal korcha, even if it happens against her will. Yibum again is an act of bia without any consent whatsoever. So the question is, what is maimer? Is Maimer Kiddushin or is Maimer Yibum? I mean, what is it? It's neither, really, but what is it patterned after? Again, this Durabanan marriage that a Yavam will do before he does Yibum, what is it patterned after? So my time with the Rebbe, so that's exactly what we're going to explain. My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's logic? That it does work against her will? Gamar mi bia diyavama, right? He learns it from Yibum. Ma bia diyavama bal karcha, af kiddushin diyavama bal karcha. Just like bia, the bia that they do, the Yibum, it can be against her will. So too this mimer can be against her will. Can be against her will. For Rabbanan, gemiri di kiddushin da'alma. The Rabbanan learned mimer from regular case of marriage. Ma kiddushin da'alma midaita, af kiddushin diyavama midaita. Just like regular kiddushin is midaita. So to other kiddush, right? Again, this type of kiddushin, even though it's midir abanan, has to be with her das. But my kamifli, what's the machlokas? Marsav ramili diavama ramili diavama havalei lemelef. Right, Rebbe holds that you learn yibum to yibum. Right, this is all within the realm of yibum, so we learn the halakas from each other. But marsav ramili kiddushin, ramili kiddushin havalei lemelef. And the chachamim hold no, this is kiddushin midir abanan. Maimer is a type of kiddushin midir abanan. You do with a yivama, and so do you learn it from halakas. Of Kiddushin. Okay, let's we're going to hold it here, even though, yes, I realize that's a little bit early, but again, we kind of started a little bit early. We'll make it up tomorrow. Tomorrow is, again, not, in my opinion, not as difficult as today, even though it's not necessarily easy. But either way, we'll make up the ground, Mitzvah Shem, and have a great Torah night, depending on where you're listening to this.